Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Waninger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Collins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Schalk and he is out. Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musil who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Ward reaches second base with a double. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Wanninger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ward fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ward bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-1 in the game. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wanninger for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Faber bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mostill hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Collins reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Bango and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0 for 2 in the game. Bango takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 2 in the game. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Faber bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Schalk scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Bango and he is safe. Ma still steals third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bango and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Combs reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Bobby Veach pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehrig scores. One out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ernie Johnson pinch hits for Pee Wee Wanninger. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.